For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. The state's attorney in Springfield says he's waiting on more tests before deciding what to do about the woman who tossed powder around the state capitol earlier this month. Sangamon County State's Attorney John Millhiser yesterday said that the case is under review. Illinois Secretary of State Police detained a woman on July 6th. She spread a powder in front of Governor Rauner's office that led to a nearly two-hour lockdown at the state house. Initial tests on the powder said that it was harmless, and Millhiser said he wants to know what the powder is. Also, Governor Bruce Rauner says that the Democrats who control the Illinois Senate need to send him their new school funding plan so he can change it. The governor yesterday said he plans to change the proposal by stripping out extra money for Chicago schools, but he needs to get the plan first. Rauner says time is of the essence because he wants to change the plan within enough time for lawmakers to act before school starts next month. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network in Springfield. I'm Greg Bishop. The governor said he's concerned about proposed changes to the Affordable Care Act. He said the changes could have a negative impact on vulnerable residents, part of the expanded Medicaid rolls, and the Standard Program. Critics have said Rauner's been silent on the issue, but he said he's been very public about his concerns. Some of your favorite buildings at the Illinois State Fairgrounds may get new names. The State Journal Register reports the Fairgrounds Foundation will negotiate with potential sponsors on the price of naming rights, but the Department of Agriculture will have the final say. It's estimated there's $180 million in deferred maintenance at the fairgrounds in both Springfield and in DeCoin. And the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services will honor 53 youth that the department had been responsible for with college scholarships during a ceremony in Chicago tomorrow. The winners were selected from nearly 250 applicants. Winners will get up to 5 consecutive years of tuition and academic fee waivers. This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop.